You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number two. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, we're gonna shift gears here, going now to the second part of the Triple Dipper on the home front. And something came up that just a few minutes ago. I showed Boomer. I said, you hate it when you think, why would they do that? What do they know? On the home front, let's go ahead and be pragmatically, aware of the fact that this is a dangerous world. It just is. I mean, I am of the firm belief that if you're one of those, listen, let me back up. Use your words, Phil. Raised my kids, and I talked to my wife, and not like I have to really convince her, but she knows. But keep your head on a swivel. When you walk out of Walmart, the worst thing you can do is be staring head down into your phone, right? You walk out and you keep your head on a swivel. You're aware of your surroundings. You know what's going on around you. You're keen to know, why is that guy standing behind my car? You know, you look at it and go, who's that person that's watching me instead of loading their car? You'd be aware of your surroundings at all times. Let me encourage you, please, raise your kids that way. Tell them, put the phone in your pocket, walk to your car. You can look at your phone once you're inside. That's just part of life. Let's take that from the micro level there up to the macro level. The same is true as a nation, that we should have our head on a swivel. We should be watching things. We should know. Verse in the Old Testament, and once again, I need to go back and check the address, but we're talking about a description of what was known as David's mighty men. And they were some cool dudes, man. I always picture, whenever I read that whole section there about David's mighty men, I get the image of like the scenes from Braveheart where William Wallace and some of his main guys sat around the fire at night. And these were warriors. Well, some of them were known as the sons of Issachar. It says the sons of Issachar, men who were aware of their times and what Israel should do. What was that? That was men who were paying attention, and they knew why what they were doing was important. They had their head on a swivel. All right. I look at stuff and I go, why? Why is that? What just happened? What? And then let's take it to the home front. It's easy to say the world is a dangerous place. What's happening in Israel? What's happening in Ukraine? Why do we care that Belarus has taken on tactical nukes from Russia? Why do we care that Poland feels like their own eastern border is at threat? What is happening with, energy transfer within Europe and what that does to the EU? Why do we care about what's going on with Australia, New Zealand, the Pacific Rim, and whether or not North Korea is going to stay stable? Those are all valid concerns. Sometimes, though, you have to look in-house. And you have to be aware of what's going on your own home front. I just saw this. This was not part of my resourcing for the day, so I'm looking at it online. I actually found it on Twitter during a break a few minutes ago. For those of you out there, any of you, my jarhead ruffians out there, Semper Fi to you, former Marines or active duty Marines, a letter just came out yesterday from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. Actually, I take it back. You know what? He's not the Commandant of the Marine Corps. He's the commander of the U.S. Marine Corps Forces Central Command. What is that? The Middle East. Okay. CENTCOM, Central Command. This is Major General C.A. McPhillips. He's the U.S. Marine Corps commander for the Marine Forces and Central Command. All right, that makes them the Middle Eastern Marines. He just canceled the Marine Corps' 248th Marine Corps Ball. And I cannot tell you what a big deal that is. I mean, those of you that are Marines, you already know that's a huge deal. Why did he do it? He says, I hope this letter finds you in good health and high spirits, regretfully, with a strong sense of duty. I write to inform you of a decision that I had to make regarding the Marine Corps' 248th ball scheduled for 16 November of 23, 2 weeks from now. So 2 weeks before a major, major, major event, for which I'm sure already have been a lot of groundwork laid, he says, due to unforeseen operational commitments and the nature of our current mission, it was a great regret. We must cancel this year's event. Our primary responsibility as Marines is to ensure the security and the defense of our nation. It is this commitment to duty that has necessitated the cancellation of what would have undoubtedly been an exceptional evening of camaraderie and tradition. And he went on to say, I totally appreciate the amount of effort and planning and preparation that have gone into it. And he says, we must be willing to make sacrifices for our country. Please know this decision was not made lightly. The chief consideration is the need to uphold the high standards of readiness and the completion of our operational responsibilities, Semper Fi. Okay, I just look at it and go, what does he know that I don't know? Well, he knows a lot. Then you got this. Dateline October 31st being yesterday, Newsmax. U.S. Middle Eastern troops have been targeted for the 23rd time in the last 2 weeks. So the total of four bases where U.S. troops are stationed in the Middle East have been attacked in Iran by Iran-backed groups in the last days. The Iran-backed Islamic Resistance said Monday it attacked U.S. and coalition forces at Ain al-Assad Air Base in Iraq, but the rockets didn't result in any casualties or infrastructure damages. Three other bases were also attacked in the region. And it just goes on to say U.S. and coalition troops have been attacked at least 23 times just in the last 2 weeks. There's that. Then there's this. Originally, Hamas was not going to allow Americans. You know, there's Americans of Palestinian descent. There's Americans who might be there for, you know, relief efforts or whatever else. But there's Americans in the Gaza Strip. Dateline yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, New York Post. Hamas won't let hundreds of Americans trapped in Gaza leave, says the Pentagon. At least, we're talking several hundred, apparently. American citizens that are known to be in Gaza that are trying to get out. Hamas is not allowing them to leave. We just found out just today, like in the last few hours. In fact, you know what? I just looked up on the screen. There's our great leader who's speaking right now about getting Americans out. The first flights of Americans leaving the Gaza Strip apparently happened today. So that's good news. But then let's talk about the home front, all right? What does it mean to us on the home front? And that's the thing I want to talk about more. It is real easy for us to watch a war on foreign soil and go, wow, sucks to be over there. Wow, hate it for them. Wow, how much money are we sending over there? And then you look at it, though, and go, wow, how many of those radicals have already come across our southern border? Wow, how many of those nut jobs who cry death to America and call us the great Satan, how many of them would love to actually just do something? How many of them watch what happens when one deranged individual tries to go shoot up a bowling alley like we saw in Lewiston, Maine the other day? And they recognize, huh, if I did that, well, I'm just telling you, we have reason to believe, not just in a small way, but reason to believe that we are in a position where our home front is more at risk right now than perhaps it's been in who knows how long, maybe since 9/11. We're going to take a break right now. When we get back, I'm going to jump right into this because the FBI just elevated the internal terror risk to the United States to a whole nother level. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it on the home front, all right? So you gotta, like I said earlier, keep your head on a swivel at all times. It's not enough to just go, well, you know, crime rate's low. You keep your head on a swivel in the Walmart parking lot no matter what, all right? You just do. Same is true here on the national level. We as a nation cannot be so focused on what's happening over there that we are losing sight of what's happening here. And by the way, I'm not just talking about what the FBI and the CIA and others are assessing and taking interest in. I'm talking about you and I, Joe and Jane Citizen. We need to keep our heads on a swivel at all times. So here's a story that came out yesterday. I pulled this one from the Washington Examiner. So apparently FBI Director Christopher Wray, who I have problems with on most days, FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Tuesday. He testified that Hamas's attack on Israel in October will, quote, serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate years ago. So he's basically warning of the possibility of the threat of a terrorist attack within the United States. Says it's an extreme concern for the U.S. government and has reached a heightened level since the Israel-Hamas war kicked off. Here's a quote. He says, this is Christopher Wray, FBI director. Quote, the terrorism threat has been elevated throughout 2023, but the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole other level. Okay. This is serious doings right here. In fiscal 2023, the article points out, this was on Washington Examiner, in fiscal 2023, that means October to October, which ended this, you know, at the end of September there, Border Patrol agents arrested 169 illegal immigrants at the southern border who attempted to enter the country from Mexico without permission, who were determined to be on the FBI's terror watch list. By the way, that's 10 times higher than it had been just 2 years before. 10 times higher. Part of that's going to be because we have a massive influx of people, more so than we did 2 years ago. But the other part is something's up. There seems to be a more concerted effort for people on our watch list to actually get in. Went on to say, over the past 3 weeks, the FBI became aware of calls by multiple foreign terrorist organizations to attack Americans and the West. The most specific call to attack the U.S. came from Al-Qaeda, he said, while the Islamic State also urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the U.S. and Europe, and Hezbollah endorsed Hamas and threatened to attack U.S. interests in the Middle East. Okay, this is serious stuff. When the FBI director is saying it has now taken our threat level to a whole nother level, that's big stuff. Here's more quotes. You ready? FBI Director Christopher Wray, quote, here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremist individuals and small groups will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East and carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. And that includes, he says, not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish and Muslim communities. Well, they had to bring it back. Had to be some of the domestics. What about the idea that we might have terrorist cells here is what I want to know. In one recent incident, Wray said federal police investigated somebody in Houston just last week who had been studying how to build bombs and posted online about wanting to kill Jews. Keep our heads on a swivel, y'all. How about this? Second story on the same level of testimony, post-millennial had this one. Dateline yesterday. In the same hearing, Director Christopher Wray said, the gaps in our intelligence are real. He said there is a possibility of a foreign terrorist attack on American soil. He says we cannot and do not discount the possibility that Hamas or another terrorist organization might exploit the current conflict to conduct attacks here on our very soil. We have kept our sights on Hamas and have multiple ongoing investigations into individuals affiliated with that organization. Yo, that's the home front, all right? That's right here in our backyard. That is no fooling. Keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention to your surroundings. Be aware of your times. But then it goes on. How about this? The Customs and Border Patrol, you know, they put out BOLOs. They put out Be on the Lookout For. You know, they put out different other, you know, situational awareness bulletins. Well, story last week. Customs and Border Patrol agents receive a new warning in light of the Israel-Hamas conflict. So, townhall.com has this article. Authorities on the U.S.-Mexico border are being warned by the San Diego Field Office of Customs and Border Protection to keep an eye out for foreign fighters connected to terrorist groups. First reported by the Daily Caller, it says, the situational awareness bulletin sent Friday is titled, quote, foreign fighters of Israel-Hamas conflict may potentially be encountered at southwest border. It's a pretty clear title. I mean, I don't think you need to say much more at that point. They went on to talk about some of the symbology that they might have. They might have patches, you know, that affiliate with Hezbollah or Islamic. I don't think so. I think they're going to be sterile. They're going to be coming across. They'll arm themselves once they get inside. They'll partner with the cartels and get what they need once they get here, in my opinion. They go on to say military age males, military gear, weapons, camouflage, terror group patches, people who are traveling alone, undetermined return plans or associations to Israel. It has a whole list of things to look out for, warning signs. I think the bottom line is this. The biggest warning sign we have is the fact that our border is like Swiss cheese. Our border is porous. Our border does not even... Do we have a border? Do we have a border? And I think the answer to that question is no, we really don't right now. We have a notional place where we can start getting you to pay taxes once you get across that line, but it's truly not doing anything to keep anybody out. Townhall.com again. Katie Pavlich has an article that came out yesterday. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, faces new heat after failure to explain its lack of vetting for Afghans. Wow. Okay. So this is one of the reasons why I would be objecting to the idea of bringing in Palestinian refugees, because our State Department has no ability, apparently, to truly vet people. They just say, it's too much trouble. Who wants to come in? That's where we are. Officials of the Department of Homeland Security received a congressional subpoena Tuesday after refusing to turn over documentation about the Biden administration's extreme lack of vetting during the catastrophic August 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. So it goes on to point out that Afghan evacuees were not at all vetted by the National Counterterrorism Center. They just brought over people who, you know, were maybe good people, maybe not. I'm just saying, if you start hearing calls, which they're already there, if you start hearing calls for bringing Palestinian refugees here, just know this. The reality is they should be going to Egypt. They should be going to Jordan. They should be going to, for that matter, to Lebanon. Listen, I know that not every member of Palestinian society is a member of Hamas, but I can tell you that the vast majority of them hate Jews and cheer in the street and pass out candy and have a party and wave Palestinian flags whenever somebody in Israel or America dies at the hands of a terrorist. I see no reason for us to import that. We'll see where it goes. In the meantime, stay tuned. We come back from this break. We're going to be calling in if you want to, 833-687-4448. You have concerns about the homeland? I'd love to hear it. In the meantime, when we get back, I'll tell you what some Republican senators said that they discovered when they got down to the southern border for a junket recently. And it'll curl your hair. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Listen right here. Listen, Alabama. And I mean to say, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north to Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. So I tell you what, real quick, I got to tell you, if you hear the ads playing during the break, which I'm sure you do, if you hear the ads playing, just know this, that's part of how we sustain the operations of Right Side Radio. If you love what we do, if you like the way we present it, if you think that Boomer looks great in a Tigger outfit, all that stuff, if you love this show, then just know this, we are a business like any other, and we are not owned by the stations you hear us on. We send them our show and they play it. But everything costs money, and part of the way we sustain that is by selling ads. So if you're a Right Side Ruffian that owns a business that provides goods or services, you might want to consider that other Right Side Ruffians would be glad to support you. And part of the way you can make that happen is by advertising right here on the show. And we would love to have you. And you don't call the station to do it. You got to call us direct. So you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message. We will get back to you ASAP. Love to have you. Love to have you. JT Lacey Springs says Southern Border is more of a, if my texture would work, more of a state line. You travel across it, buy a lottery ticket, return at your leisure. Wow. Lou from Athens says awareness in a parking lot. Many people check their texts and store receipts in the car in the parking lot. Be aware of your driver's side car door is probably not locked. Most cars do auto lock at 5 miles per hour. Make a habit to manually lock your door when you get in. Good point, Lou. Great point. Speaking of folks that are in the car door all the time or the truck door, one would be Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe is on line one. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind today?
Wishing your father a happy heavenly birthday. I'm sure he's looking down on you thinking, yep, the apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. What else you got?
But people don't realize the terrorism that could take place in this country with just a little bit of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
People always think, well, they're going to go after hardened targets and everything. Well, you know, they could cause more chaos than you can ever imagine. Just think what you could do with basically 100 train derailers, you know, set out across the nation here, you know. Just that alone, how much chaos that would even tell.
Yeah, you know, the big ticket, I think the 9/11 was the big ticket. They chose to take out big, hard targets. But this is, you're right. I think that, that's why I'm saying keep your head on a swivel, because I think what could happen in a small town would be far more devastating, and they could do multiple at one time. Think about that. But, yeah, Jeff, your point's well taken. All the more reason, by the way, for us to be an armed citizenry. I mean, I think that being able to have your Second Amendment rights enforced, you know, available to you is a part of it.
Yeah, the Jews figured that out real quick, didn't they?
Oh, they started handing out weapons the other day. I saw it. Actually, had people could walk in, and they would hand you a free AR-style rifle, and they were just giving them out.
Yeah.
You walk in the door, you know, present your ID, here's your rifle, thank you for coming. And so they're arming their citizens.
But I mean, just like with me, now let me make the statement, I'm not suicidal, never will be suicidal, and I never intend to ever do any damage to anybody or any harm to anybody. But, you know, I have the knowledge and basically the ability. I could put together a 25-ton fertilizer bomb overnight and probably deliver it somewhere.
Well,
I used to be a blaster at a coal mine, and I'm a truck driver, and I used to drive the trucks, you know, capable of hauling that stuff, and it would be so easy, it would scare you to death.
Well, that's the, you know, the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, that's how they took it out. The whole building, what was it, like 12 floors? And just gutted it.
That was only a 1 to 2 ton fertilizer bomb. I'm talking, I could go 25 tons easily. So it would be a Moab. Now, I mean, you know, like I said, I could go through Gadsden, someplace like that, and sit in the middle of town and let it off, and it would level the town, basically. That's what I say. It don't always look for hardened targets and everything. It could be all the small places that would be more terroristic than anything you could ever do in a big city.
But you know what? You say that, and I don't doubt you, by the way. But you say that, and that's why it takes a citizenry that is aware of its times, because it's not going to be the FBI that first finds that guy who bought an excess amount of fertilizer. It's going to be Joe Citizen who runs the feed store. It's going to be the person who works at Home Depot. It's going to be the person who, you know, sees something and goes, that makes no sense, and recognizes they've got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, they've opened the border up, and we got all these people coming in.
Yeah.
It's going to come home to roost, and when it does, I hope people will blame the Biden administration for what they've done and hold them accountable, because that's who's going to be responsible for all this.
Yeah, well, absolutely. They won't take responsibility for it, but they own it. They own it. It's on their
watch. It'll be Donald Trump's fault somehow, I'm sure.
Oh, there'll be some Soros-backed DA that'll find a reason to bring a new lawsuit, I'm sure. All right, exactly. Jeff, where are you at right now, buddy?
I just passed Bucky's.
Oh, we know exactly where you are then. All right. Well, yeah. Listen, man, safe drive, and say hello to your sweet wife.
Thank you, Phil. You have a good one.
All right, take care, bud. So, listen, on the home front, here's a few more for you, all right? And by the way, keep in mind, top of the hour, we switch gears and we'll go to the Grand Council with our buddies Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. But here's one for you. This caught my attention, and I'm like, okay, why is there not more being said? Where's the rest of it? You just kind of like buried the lead. But Fox News, story from yesterday. GOP Senators John Barrasso, John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, and Pete Ricketts all railed against the Biden administration's border policies as migrants continue to enter the U.S. illegally. Barrasso says, we have just returned from our southern border. It's painfully clear that with Joe Biden's open border policy, our country is really at an increased threat for a terrorist attack. And then he said this. Border Patrol agents seized immigrants carrying with them explosive devices that he says were tailored for terrorism. I'm thinking, wait. Where's the rest of that story? Where's the rest of that story? It's not just they're streaming across the borders. And it's not illegal immigration, by the way. It is mass migration. It's an invasion. You've got 160-some-odd people on the terror watch list in the last 2 years. But then that statement right there, four senators, Border Patrol agents seized immigrants carrying with them explosive devices tailored for terrorism. What does that mean? They found suicide vests? What are they? They got pockets full of grenades? What are we talking about here? They got C4 plastique, you know, that's been then molded into something that they can use? I want to know where the rest of that story is. It says, following the border trip, though, last week, Ricketts, also that Senator Ricketts, added the country is, quote, opening ourselves up for a terrorist attack. And Ted Cruz, who has led several groups of lawmakers to his Southwest Texas border area, that's his state, he said the Border Patrol agents are frustrated because they risk their lives catching dangerous people, and then they turn around and their political superiors just let them go. He says, what the Border Patrol tells us is there's no consequences associated with illegal entry in the United States. Cornyn said these criminal organizations that smuggle people and drugs, they're smart. They know how to exploit our systems. I agree. I believe they do. Well, listen, before I hit the break, and we'll finish this up after the top of the break, by the top of the hour, or towards the top of the hour, let me take one phone call real quick before I go to break. Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, how you doing?
Okay, well, I'm worried. The naivete of this administration is just beyond, I don't know, it's corruption or what's going on, but Iran has been wanting to kill the great Satan for 45 years. Now, in the last two years since Biden has been in office, they have $100 billion that they can go make nuclear devices and fund these radical groups. We've had 900,000 gotaways. If you were a halfway smart jihadist, would you want to get caught at the border, or would you want to pay extra and be a gotaway with to go set up your cells? I am concerned that there are cells all over this country, and because they have heightened the alert, even though he said there has been a heightened sense of alertness all fiscal year and even last year. That's what he said. And this is the first we're hearing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when I hear things like explosives being brought across the border and You know, and like you mentioned, how many gotaways? So if we know we caught 169 terror watch lists, how many of them were in the 900,000 gotaways? And this is why I'm doing this segment today. And I'm not an alarmist. I mean, Thomas, I'm really not. I'm not an alarmist, but I do believe in being pragmatic. And like I said earlier, keeping your head on a swivel. I think it's going to take citizens just paying attention, not being paranoid, not knocking people down just because they looked shady. I'm talking about, but just keeping your eyes open and watching for things that don't make sense or that appear out of order. Like, what would have happened if those 9/11 hijackers, if the person who taught the flight school, who realized they didn't want to know how to land, they just wanted to know how to fly? I mean, what if he had said something to somebody? It could have changed the world. But it's going to take a citizen saying something, I believe.
There was only 25. There was only 25 of those to cause our one 9/11. Yeah. How many is it going to take to give us the 48 9/11s that Israel had just happened on October the 6th?
Yeah. Well, Thomas, keep your powder dry, brother. Appreciate
Amen.
You.
Powder dry.
All right, man. Have a great day. Listen, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this one. And I'm not trying to be an alarmist. I'm not. But I do believe that we need to be a well-informed citizenry. Thomas Jefferson said that. I do believe that we need to trust but verify. That's Ronald Reagan. And you can do that, by the way, right here at home. I do believe we need to keep your head on a swivel. That's just me talking. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me tell you about our friends at ZLA Solutions. That's ZLA Solutions. You can find them on their website at zlausa.com. ZLA Solutions, y'all, they are like epic good at helping businesses find ways to make their businesses better. I mean, that's even their motto. They think, like I say, they don't make it. They just help make it better. ZLA Solutions, they can do all kinds of things with you, but one of their bread and butter items remains staffing. So if you need people, yep, they can help you find them. Doesn't matter how many you need. They can help you with the onesies and the twosies. They can help you with a whole shift of people. It doesn't matter whether it's in the service industry, the food industry, the manufacturing industry, hospitals, whatever. They work with all kinds of big-name clients. If you need people, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, drug testing, all of it. And I mean like y'all. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. Doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions. They're there for you. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. That's zlausa.com. And tell them you heard it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, I'm finishing up on the home front. Talking about keeping your head on a swivel, all right? Don't be unaware of your surroundings on a personal level, because I really do believe that stopping a terrorist incident is probably going to be a citizen helping make that happen. Don't be that guy, that girl who walks out of, I keep using Walmart, I don't mean to, but I who walks out of Walmart with your head buried down in your cell phone, not even aware of your surroundings. Stay focused, be aware, keep your head on a swivel. George from Huntsville texted in. He says, situational awareness and carry weapons at the ready. Okay, there you go. Gary H. says, I just got off my bus route, and the song I'm thinking about is driving me crazy. I don't know. Okay, thank you for telling us. Brian from Huntsville, he says, friend Jeff driving by Bucky's, please remember that some jerks might misunderstand you can versus you might on fertilizer if you broadcast it. Yeah, I get you. Point well taken for him. All right, listen, a couple of stories here to wrap this up. Keep your head on a swivel. Story here that came out of townhall.com, third one I've had. They've been riding this topic pretty hard. The FBI is investigating more than a dozen migrants from Uzbekistan and other countries that were allowed into the U.S. after they sought asylum at the southern border with Mexico earlier this year. A scramble was set off when U.S. intelligence officials found out the migrants had traveled with the help of a smuggler who had ties to ISIS. What? There you go. Says the episode was so alarming that an urgent classified intelligence report was circulated to President Joe Biden's top cabinet officials in their morning briefing book. For some counterterrorism officials, it shows the U.S. is deeply vulnerable to the possibility that terrorists could sneak across the southern border by hiding amid the surge of migrants entering and searching for asylum. Well, all right. Kevin McCarthy, former Speaker of the House, he just came out there and said it. He was in an interview the other day. Where was he at? On NBC, I believe. Meet the Press. He says, if you look at the chaos right now, a wide-open southern border, he said, I'm concerned about a cell sitting inside of America today. He said, when we're looking around the Middle East and the uprisings popping up around Europe and others, there could be sleeper cells right now in America. But this administration, he said, hasn't done anything to change what's happening on the southern border. We've got government funding where our troops wouldn't be paid sitting here for a month. And he's basically saying they felt the need to have to do that continuing resolution to fund. That was a straw man. He's conflating a little bit, but the reality is this. There's a Speaker of the House who's privy to a lot, former Speaker of the House, who says he's not going to be a bit surprised to find out we have sleeper cells in America right now, and it's because of the Biden administration's poor security and lack of effort to control the southern border. I agree. Keep your heads on a swivel. Keep your heads on a swivel. Don't be the one who walks in not knowing what's going on. Scripture says be aware of your times. Yes, absolutely. Keep your head on a swivel and just know this. It's going to be a civilian who winds up changing things. There's that. I'll take one call for the break. Mary from Birmingham. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Fine, Bill. How are you?
I am well. I'm well. What's on your mind?
I just love your show. I want to thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm just wanting to tell you that back in 2007, I got involved in a patriotic organization. We kept an eye on terrorists in America, and I just want to tell you, it isn't if or maybe. There are terrorist compounds in the United States, and we watched them train. We had pictures of them. We had ex-military infiltrating, and we couldn't get Then Barack Obama was president. We could not get them to do anything. They said they'd have to do something first. So I'm just telling you, if they were back, they were here then, I can guarantee you they're still here. And these people coming across the board, they'll know where to go because they'll probably get their weapons there.
Mary, this
everything
is
everything they need.
We got about 30 seconds before the break. Was that, I seem to recall that, was that an Alabama-based terrorist compound?
There was an Alabama base, but they were all over the country.
Yeah. Yep.
And it got scary. I had to kind of back off because they were suing us to get our names.
Oh, wow.
And our addresses.
Well, you're a classic example of keep your head on a swivel. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I do that.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You.
Have a great day. All right, listen, just keep your heads on a swivel. Don't stop for a second and believe that because, you know, you don't have military experience or because you're just, you know, somebody who lives and works in your small town that you can't make a difference. You stay alert, we stay alive. That's the way it works. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Listen, coming up next, we've got the Grand Council with our brethren, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. It's always good. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.